Okay. This is Jeff the Joker. Welcome to the inaugural episode of FST Crew Show. FST standing for Fantasy Sports and Politics. I'm one of the co-hosts. The other co-host is Mike Wright. And the other co-host, Jerry, was not available. We're going to start off. We have a very interesting guest named David James, known as the Predictor. And feel free to join us in the chat room. And that's about it. Let's get it started.
FSP Crew Show. I am your host, JT, a.k.a. The Master. And this is the Crew Show, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always on a Thursday, I'm joined by my co-host, Jeff the Joker, and also the founder of FSP, Mr. Vic Gardner. As always, we engage in a conversation, give you information about the crazy, wacky world, and lately, the drama-filled world of fantasy sports and politics. We got a great show in store for you tonight. We joined an exclusive club. We're going to talk to you about that. We're going to talk about going down near South Beach, down in Miami, and the controversy and drama that's taking place down there, and whatever else happens to arise or come up in the conversation. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to Jeff, Victor, or me. We also have a chat room open for your convenience if you'd like to lay your knowledge in that chat room or express yourself in some way in that chat room. It's there for your convenience. Do as you please. We'll respond if you like. But without further ado, let me introduce the founder first of FSP, and then I'll introduce you to the or come up with the very first host of the FSP Crew Show. Let me bring out our founder, Mr. Vic Gardner. Hello there, my man.
What's going on, JT, ATM Money, and Jeff? I want to say thank you guys very, very much for all the work you do. I know we got Black somewhere doing something. He'll probably join us later. But I wanted to say the reason why I put Jeff at the top of the show is because Jeff actually was the first one to help me out when Ricky stopped co-hosting. Jeff came up to me. Well, he didn't come up to me because he doesn't know what I look like or who I am. But he saw that I was struggling a little bit. And I remember I was in Florida going to Disney World. And it was a Saturday. And the next episode, Jeff said, well, I can host for you if you like. And he jumped on. And I thought it's kind of funny because if you listen to the way Jeff introduced the show when the crew show first started until now, this big difference in his delivery. Big difference. He's more comfortable and stuff like that. So I want to thank him for that. I tried to find sound bites or things that were first for each one of you guys, because this is the 700th episode of anything being aired on this brand. So I want to personally thank you guys and say I appreciate all that you do for me and for the entire brand. So I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, on a motorcycle or something.
you know, I'm just walking back to my apartment, so it's not the usual sirens. It was just the motorcycle. I live right by where they keep the ambulances. So
okay,
it's a frequent sound, the ambulances, and you just thank God it ain't for you. Yeah, hi guys. That's a heck of an intro, and I do remember the first time I hosted this show, and I'll tell you, it was the first time I hosted. It was the first show. We had a guest. I wasn't familiar with the board and all that, and it was a lot. It was a lot to absorb, and I do remember another vivid memory. I covered the Saturday show once. I think it was a holiday or something.
Okay.
And my throat was killing me. And I think, Jerry, you were sick too.
Yes.
And you called me like halfway into the show, and I just didn't want to let you go because I needed a breather, you know.
Right.
You know, you could do a show by yourself for a while, but eventually you need a little breather, you know.
Exactly, yep.
I got to talk about some good stuff that day, and
you know what? It's the 700th program. We joined the 700 club. You know, you see that on TV. We joined the 700th club.
and all the
different memories. I think about this now. When I first, I've talked to Victor about this before because of what I consider my speech impediment. I have a tendency at times to fumble words. So it was not easy in the very beginning when Victor first had his show for me to jump on onto his show and talk to him. And Victor, I don't know if you ever noticed, but I called in a few times and hung up because I really didn't want to get on because I would have got too nervous and started fumbling my words. So it took me a lot to eventually jump on your show when you first started and begin a long-term, and I'm not trying to get sentimental or funny here, but long-term relationship we've had since you started your show. So, believe it or not, and let me put it this way, and believe it or not, when I got more comfortable doing your show is when I approached you to, with the idea of having a spinoff, which is now Thursday night.
Well, here's the deal. I have a soundbite up there of, like, I think it's your third appearance on the show. It's called Jerry.
Okay.
And you'll play it. And you'll critique yourself as to see how you were then as opposed to how you are now.
Okay,
and,
I'll play right now.
Wait. Before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other soundbite I want y'all to play, and I want you to hear me and Ricky debate this one guy who I actually think is Calvin Johnson now that I listen to it. It's either Calvin Johnson or it's somebody in the Minnesota in the Detroit Lions organization. So those are the soundbites that I got loaded, plus some very old commercials that I'm bringing back. And I got another big announcement, so you can get into the show, and I'm going to shut up. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let me play this. You want me to play them in consecutive order, or you want to play each one of them, then go talk about it from each one? I'll play this soundbite you got for me, Jerry, and then we'll talk about it. I'm trying to recall this because I played it before the show, and I couldn't recall it, but I'll play it again.
All right, we're about to go off the air, so I say goodbye to those. But the call is from 732. State your name. State your piece.
This is Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
How you doing, man?
All right, all right.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad you're on the line, Jerry. I got
unfortunately,
some good news
it's
for you,
late,
Jerry.
Right? Huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's late. Unfortunately. But I've got some good news for you.
What's up?
Remember Xavier,
yes.
The Baltimore Ravens fan?
Yeah.
You get to play him twice this year.
Okay. I told you I was going to kick his butt. I put
yeah,
it on the chat.
You yeah, I know. I know. So get ready to have some fun with him. And,
what
you know,
fantasy league is
this? He's in Wolverines in the House too, Rick.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that schedule, but thanks for your donation.
Hey, you know my team name, right?
Which one is it?
House Money. So what you
oh,
got
yeah,
to contribute
yeah.
to is House Money. That's me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Hey, Jerry, turn down your computer real quick.
Okay.
At
yep.
any rate.
Yes.
House Money. That's
yeah,
that's
it's House Money.
Clever name. I like that.
But he thinks we're going to pay for his house, but that's not going to happen.
Don't
but
worry
anyway.
About it. I got a house. We got a house warming coming up, so that's where the donation comes. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it for you.
So, Victor, tell me, when was that? And it sounded like I was a little cocky back then. I still haven't changed.
No, you haven't. This was when you first joined Wolverines in the House. I had just gotten you from RTS.
Okay.
You were part of RTS with Obama's Nation team. And
right,
this
right.
same episode, I was lambasting all the owners in there. Because I was like, okay, we got all these owners, but nobody's paying their fee, and da 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 da. I had just taken over
right.
as commissioner. So we had a call from the UK and all that other stuff calling that day, and you were in. And this was after your second win of our trivia. Because
okay.
the next episode, I listened to the next episode, I said that we're going to bar Jerry from winning anything else. But you went on to win the Ray Lewis. Thing, the autograph picture the next day or the next weekend. And yeah, I said, nah, enough's enough. We had to have you on as a host now or as a co-host. And you could no longer win anything.
Well,
let me
do thank you for that donation for the Ray Lewis because that's going to, it's signed and it's verified, certified, whatever you want to call it. So I look at that a lot because I have it hanging up somewhere. So it's well appreciated, Victor. Let me put it that way. And
I know
and,
you're looking for money. You're going to sell it.
No. It's not worth that much now. I'm going to be holding on to it for a while. it'll be worth more when Mr. Lewis goes into the Hall of Fame. Let me put it that way. Right now.
I know.
Yeah.
And one more thing. Me and Ricky were right. We had your house money that year, buddy.
That year.
Just want to put it down like that.
Yeah. Okay. And wow, that's bringing back. How long ago was that? Two, three years ago?
That was in 2009.
Oh wow. Oh okay. That was four
that
years
was,
ago. Wow.
Yep. 2009. And
wow.
Yeah. 09, 010. It was 09, 010. I got to look at the actual date, but I believe it was 09.
Okay.
So.
All right. Now, we have another one here that's Moss versus Johnson, which is about 3 minutes, a little bit more than 3.5 minutes long. Ricky versus. Go ahead.
All right. This soundbite here, yes, 3 minutes long. The actual conversation took about 10 minutes. So I just took out the part that I thought you guys would find interesting, and we can debate what's going on now as opposed to what we were talking about back in 2009, as opposed to what Ricky and I were debating this caller. And I want you and Jeff to listen and see if this person sounds like they may be a real solid Detroit Lions fan, or is it actually Detroit Lions?
Okay. Here we go.
all of these receivers in the league, I want to know why you think he's number one.
If you watch the games, he gets like 2-3 good passes in the game. And he said, and those good passes he gets, those decent passes, he turned them to touchdowns. I mean, I watch every single Lions game.
Okay,
and
so
speed,
I'm going to cut you off, but I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it back.
I just want,
he watches every game. When did he do when he played the Redskins? I think it was last year or a year
last
before
because
I didn't see a touchdown.
Well, was it Dan Orlovsky throwing the ball?
I don't know
I mean,
who
yes.
it was.
I mean, the quarterbacks, for what, for even if you look at the stats from, he caught 77 passes, right? And that's less than, you know, less than a lot of these top receivers. And he still managed to get 12 touchdowns and close to 1,300 yards out of that. That's telling you something about his size, his ability, his speed. And look at the quarterbacks. You can't name, you know, we probably will never hear about Dan Orlovsky again. Ever. And,
well,
you know,
I agree with you. I agree with you on that because Calvin is a special player. Now, you compared him, and this is Vic talking, by the way. I'm sorry. Rick is the other individual. But I can't compare him to Randy Moss yet because Randy Moss has a plethora of game film and games to go over. Now, if you want to go with the younger years of Randy Moss, okay, he might have outshined Randy Moss in his first or second year, but Randy Moss had Chris Carter and Jake Reed. Calvin Johnson, he doesn't have anybody. So, yeah, I can agree with you. To this point, he was a better receiver
than
Randy
idiot.
Moss with less quarterback talent and less receiving talent around him. Now, I'll put it this way. I'm not going to draft him in my fantasy draft above Larry Fitz, Randy Moss. I'm not.
Wow.
The reason why I'm not. Now, the reason why I'm not, the only reason why I'm not is because we just talked about it. We don't know if Dante Culpepper is going to be throwing him the ball or Matthew Stafford. Either way, he does not have that complimentary receiver or tight end because we don't know what Pettigrew can do yet. We just know what he did in college. He doesn't have that complimentary receiver to take those double teams, to free him up a little. The system is different. So he's learning somewhat of a new system. I would say this. He is a top 5 to top 10 receiver because Andre Johnson is better than him. Andre Johnson, even though he's injury prone, he's better. Larry Fitzgerald.
If Calvin Johnson stays healthy this season, you will see close to 20 touchdowns.
Did I hear you right?
Close to 20 touchdowns. He had 12. He had 12 touchdowns with Brandon Middleton and you know, McDonald playing the second receiver. Now he got Brian Johnson, a decent line, a good arm in Matthew Stafford. We're not going to talk about Dante Culpepper.
Okay. What year was that, 2009, Victor?
I believe so, 2009.
Okay.
Wow.
How things have changed since
exactly.
that and the
it's some things that changed. It's just some things that stayed the same. My cousin's analysis sucked. Oh my god.
Hey, you know what? Hey, no. This is my 700th episode. You either gonna get muted or you gonna be respectful, one or the other.
I'm just saying the truth. You can mute me anytime you feel.
This is we're celebrating what we did when we first began. So it is not nice. We're not going to say it.
Yeah, this is a celebration of the 700s club. I mean, yeah, that we're in right now. So the 700th episode. Of the whole FSP brand, and it's a reflection on some of the things that were said. Now, some of the things we were mistaken in, A lot of things have changed since then, since Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson has exploded, I think probably from that year on, especially with Matthew Stafford. So,
I don't see what I said that was so wrong. I said the truth. I mean, the thing about it, it's still there. I mean, yeah, we've all evolved, and the game has evolved, and that player has evolved. But the things that have changed, and the things that haven't changed, is my cousin's analysis. I'm not knocking you, but Michael,
I'm just telling the truth. Yeah, but it's the way you put it.
Let me say it to you like this, Victor. You have very good judgment. You really do.
Oh my God!
But you must work on your analysis, because if you go back and listen to that little segment right there, I'm not even harping on the fact that, you know, you said he's going to be a top five dude when the dude really was number one. I'm harping on the fact that you said
in 09 he was not number one.
Well, okay, but still, I'm not even harping on that. I'm harping on the fact that you said that Randy Moss was Randy Moss because he had a complimentary receiver named Chris Carter. Carter was a mentor for him. But don't get it twisted. Randy Moss took over that team and that season for the NFL, period, point blank. I would put Calvin Johnson near him, but he's not bad.
Well, he's definitely close. In '09, Randy Moss was at the top of the NFL at receiver with Larry Fitzgerald. The comparison I made for Calvin Johnson versus Randy Moss was, yes, Randy Moss had complimentary receivers, and Calvin Johnson did not. That's why I said yes to that caller. I agree with him to that point, that Calvin Johnson did all that he did without the Chris Carter, without Jake Reed. That's what I was saying. If you listen to the soundbite, I agree with the caller.
Victor, I'm an extremely intelligent man. I heard every word you said, exactly what you said, and I will pinpoint it again. Randy Moss did not need Chris Carter in them to do what he did. By your statement, you indirectly said that he needed those players in order to have the season he did, which is incorrect. That is what I'm saying.
I understand
you were saying that he was that because the young man Calvin Johnson didn't have those things, you would say that he's better. But what I'm saying is that analysis is very incorrect. Extremely incorrect. Randy Moss took over that season. That was his year. The first year he came into the league, there were defenses all constructed around him that next season to stop him because he was unstoppable.
Randy Moss was in the league before 2009. What are you talking about?
I am not talking about 2009. Will you listen to what
but
I'm saying?
That's what we're talking about in that soundbite, though. We're not talking about years past. In that soundbite, me and the caller and Ricky were discussing. Because the caller brought up the point, said that he thought that Calvin Johnson was the best receiver in the NFL. And Ricky and I disagreed with him because we were saying Calvin Johnson's brand new. It was his second year in the league in 09, if I'm not mistaken. And
right.
The year before, he had pretty much nothing with him. He had Scott Mitchell and all these other people throwing him the ball, multiple quarterbacks. He still had 12 touchdowns. So, he was a very, very solid receiver in 09. But based upon the stats of the other players we mentioned, he was not the best. And that's what the whole piece was. It wasn't about him and his lifelong journey to be number one or whatever. He was 2 years in the league. You could not
say
that this guy is the number one guy.
I didn't say anything about it being a lifelong journey. If that was the case, then why bring up Dante Culpepper? Why make
he was a quarterback
about him
at that time? He was the backup quarterback. In Detroit, Dante Culpepper was the backup quarterback. Actually, he was a starter, and then Matthew Stafford came in and took the job. So that's why you bring up Dante Culpepper. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you was talking. I thought you guys were, you know, comparing.
Okay, you were wrong.
His first year.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Anyway.
700, and I got to battle this. Come on, man.
The 700th, we got episode, and we have a clip of three different commercials, and Victor,
you can just play. You can play when you want to go to commercial. You can play when you go to commercial. You don't have to play them just to play. Just play when you go to commercial.
Yeah, let me play this one. We'll go to commercial, take a break. You guys take a breath or two or whatever, and then we'll be back in about a little less than a minute. How's that?
I did not have sex relations with that woman, but I do listen to Fantasy Sports and Politics at 6 p.m. on Saturdays with Victor Gardner and Rick Stevens. Hillary.
Relax, sit back, discuss the biggest and facts. Bumbles and back, and the fantasy rap. Yo, my team is that, what you think about that? Got a straight area of stuff with a crown of jack.
You ain't gonna do jack when I put the smack down.
Fantasy Sports and Politics every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on the Fantasy Sports Channel, only on blogtalkradio.com.
Now, that was a commercial. I don't know exactly what year that was, Victor, but it says 6 p.m. I don't know if that was a 6 p.m. on Saturday or was that during
Saturday.
The week. And
that was
and
6 p.m. Saturday.
Okay, and my question is this. This is before you went to the left coast, quite naturally. And
well,
I think
before
this
I went to Germany.
Yes,
before went to Germany.
Yes,
so it was,
exactly, before you went to Germany. And my question is this. The voices on that. And who? Let me put it this way: who wrote that jingle? Who wrote that commercial? And who recorded it? Let me ask you that.
You know, the funny thing is this: back in 2009, I used my BlackBerry soundtrack. My one of my soldiers, David Marshall, the guy that did Fantasy Sports and Politics, he wrote the music to that. I was, of course, you should be able to tell, I was playing Bill Clinton. And my nephew on my wife's side did the plug at the end. And all I did was I took David's piece that he did, the piece I said on my BlackBerry at the time, took that file, put it in on an editor, and I melded it together and... because that's what I do, you know, that's what I do for the military. And I can still do that if I get the audio track from anywhere. Like if you record something on your phone and you give me a beat or something like that, I can bounce it out so that it sounds good. And I did it all on my laptop in 2009. Nowadays, you know, we can do that on our phones. But that's something I put together just with two sound bites and a track that my guy wrote. Because originally, that jingle was the opening for Fantasy Sports and Politics. That was the original jingle for Fantasy Sports and Politics.
Okay, now we do have the third member of our team of FSP crew, Mr. Black Wright. Welcome there, my man.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?
All right, we're talking about the 700th episode of the FSP brand. We reflected on a few things that that we've had done over the years. We were trying to get that Ellen clip that you were looking for. Back in the day when Tiger and Ellen were going through their things. Tell us about how you feel about Ellen nowadays there, Mr. Black, right?
I still love me some Alan Alderman. We can lose the words, Monica. But I still love me some Alan. I heard her twin.
Oh, my God. I tried hard. I could not remember. For the life of me, I could not remember the what episode we did that on. I thought it was when we did the interview with Chris Dinker or, you know, one of those. I don't remember, but I listened to all these episodes, and I still couldn't find it. And I know it's there. I gave up. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to think it's around the Tiger.
Time.
Yeah, it had to be around there at that time. It had to be around that time. So I don't know if you try to play different clips or different episodes and catch it there, but it had to be around that time. So
I did. I looked for because it was August or October in that time frame when it took place, and I went all the way to Thanksgiving and all this other stuff, and I still didn't find it. But I mean, I'll look again for you, Black. Hopefully I'll find it, and I'll have it set up especially for you. I'll make it the entry for FSP crew next week if I find it.
Well, speaking of Black jumped on here, because one of the most funnier ones that Black came up with that and happened around the election time, not this election, but the first election of when Obama first got elected. One of the candidates was, I think he was Jimmy McMillan, if I'm not mistaken. And I know Black remembers the rent's too damn high. I think that's what his mantra was at the time. I think he was trying to go for president, or was it governor or mayor,
president.
Whatever. Talk to me, Black.
Oh man, my mind was undone by scandal, man. Been a big Jimmy McMillan supporter, but
scandal.
All in his life is just filled with scandal now, man. I can't even vouch for my man any longer.
Oh, well, let me put it this way: I haven't kept track of Mr. Jimmy McMillan, so enlighten us on what type of things he's been going through over the years.
Oh man, my man has been caught up in a lot of, let's say, with those three Texan players got cut for a lot of marijuana charges, man.
He liked to experience Mother Earth. Is that what you're telling me?
He embraces the earth.
Yes. Okay. Victor, you want to say something, Victor?
Well, I was going to say that when I was listening to the soundbite, I wanted to get the piece where Black was talking to him, and he was like, "Well, the rent's too damn high. And they got me in here, and you know they tried to keep me off of the debate, but they couldn't. But the rent's too damn high." I wanted to get that piece in because that was like, I'm not sure if he was our very first major guest, so to speak. But at the time, being in the political arena, running for president to get, legit or not, you know, on the air was kind of cool, and that was like one of the big things that Black had did at the time. And you know, that was my way of saying thank you to Black by putting out there his first big personality that he brought on the air for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, and speaking of personalities, we've had some pretty good guests on our show. I want to ask you guys one after the other. Doesn't make a difference whether it's this show or the Saturday show, because basically these two shows started first before my show on Sunday, or quite naturally the other two shows, No Chaser on Friday and Time Out on Monday. Who was your favorite guest on any? Either of the two shows that when we first started off up until now, I'm going to go to with Jeff, and then Black, Victor, and then I'll input something, and maybe even Macau if he can remember one of the guests if he jumped on here.
Wow.
When we had a guest.
Wow, we've had some great guests, and I have to thank Black because Black
arranged a lot of those guests, and three of them come to mind, top of the list. I don't want to slight anybody. Lee Steinberg was an excellent guest. I mean, that guy is so sharp. You know, the famous sports agent, anyone who's not familiar.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's sharp as a tack. I mean, there's never a name that's on the tip of his tongue. You think somebody who's done as much as him might need a second or two to think of a guy's name. Nope. A very, very sharp gentleman. Very, very knowledgeable. Also, another one that stood out was, and I know this was someone Black arranged, was Tamir Goodman, the basketball player. And he was a very interesting guest. And also Stephen A. Smith was, you know, we've had some big-name guests. Stephen A. Smith was an interesting guest, interesting gentleman who guested on our show. And those are the top three I could think of.
Talk to me, Black.
I didn't know that guests could turn us into Chuck Woolery overnight, but the show with the Gonzalez twins, oh, my goodness.
Hey, you know what? I was you stole my thunder. You stole my thunder, Black. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought we were playing a dating show for
was
a
that,
minute. The way that show was going on.
Which one did you say? I missed it. I'm sorry.
The Gonzalez twins, the two basketball female basketball players. Oh my God! The board lit up. I mean, that's probably the most. That's probably. I couldn't believe the amount of phone calls were coming in. I couldn't handle them all. It was so many freaking phone calls, and or one they wanted to talk to. It didn't make a difference which one they wanted to talk to both of them. I don't know if they tweeted.
So bad that I was getting tweets. You know, I run the account for the show. I was getting tweets of guys taking pictures of their phones, the screenshots, of how long they've been on hold. And I think the longest I saw was about 15, 20 minutes. I was like, why are these guys tweeting me these pictures?
Yeah, man. Okay. Anybody else before I move on to Macau?
Oh, Jimmy McMillan was classic. What kind of character can you get out of that man? That guy was just great. And I'll just have to sum up all the guests as a whole. The very first guy, the very, very first guy that we had on, he was a character, too.
Which one?
The guy that we were very opened up the very first show with.
Who was that?
The predictor.
Yes, the predictor, absolutely. Yeah, he was a character, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he has some strong opinions.
Mm-hmm. Macau.
Michael's going to me. Okay.
What about you, Victor? I know you've been on the show a few times, or even on your show. You know, we're talking about the 700th episode, but not just the cruise show. We're also talking about your show. Who's the most memorable guest? And it could be somebody we already mentioned. So, I mean, just feel free. You just jump in there.
Well, that's the thing. You know, y'all did mention all the ones I was going to mention. So what I did was I had to quickly think. And I have to say Marion Jones. I actually got to talk to Marion Jones off air and profess some teenage love for her. She took it all in stride. And then I got to talk to who else? It was Marion Jones, Stephen A., of course, Lee Steinberg. I want to say Mike Hill, because Mike Hill was a very down-to-earth guy. And, you know, I thought that was rather cool of him to come on the show and talk to us and just be a regular person and not turn us down like Marcellus Wiley did and all these other folks. But I'm going to tell you one of my favorite moments of all the shows is when Black said, bring on the root, bring on the root. Because at the time, we were trying to get Alan Root on and match prowess between the two. So that will be my most memorable moment of the show. And I got a little surprise for everybody. We're about to get a sponsor real soon, so when you get an opportunity, I'll bring that up too. But go ahead with my cousin.
Macau, you there? He's not there. Okay.
He's watching the game.
You know,
yeah.
this is typical me.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm watching the game. You're right.
Okay. This is typical me. So you guys are going to have to bear this because my favorite moments was Kavita Shanae.
Of course.
When we first had her on, Jackie Taylor for another. And she every time she's on, she's a barrel of laughs. And you got to be ready for her because she doesn't pull any punches. And also the Gonzalez twins, along with the other guys that you guys talked about, Lee Steinberg.
What about
Jimmy?
The girls on sports?
Oh yes, oh my God, yes. I know who exactly you're talking about. The name slipped past me, but I tracked those women down for weeks before I could actually get them on the show. And they were very enjoyable. And you know what? I'm gonna try to see if I can get them. They're very tough to get, extremely tough to get. And you know how I am. So anytime a female comes on the show, I'm all for it. You know that, Victor. So.
I know. One thing. I'm sorry. I got to add this guy because it was a very good interview, and he actually was a good guy. David Aldridge, when he came on
Yes.
The Chaser.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought that was extremely a good interview. So,
mm-hmm.
and he was a great guest. So I'm sorry about that. I forgot that.
DA is a great guy, period. If you ever in the city and you get to talk to him one-on-one, he's a great guy, man.
Yeah, sure is.
I can't forget my girl Tracy Wilson, who covers SEC football, my great conference of football for CBS. She was also a good interview.
Yeah.
One of my most memorable, and I'll never forget this guy because Black booked him, and I think, Black, you know where I'm going with this. He was a former Georgetown basketball player.
Oh boy!
That was the most memorable. That had to be. It was like. Let me put it this way. And I'm trying to think. I know his first name is Victor. What was his last name?
Page.
Victor Page.
Boy.
Yes. It was like. I thought. And my sister, she happened to be listening to that program at the time, and she couldn't believe it. And I thought it was a test on how to handle a guest that is having difficulty getting answers out of, and for lack of a better word, a little incoherent at the time.
Right, Jerry? The soundbite was, "Hey, get the hand off of me." Was that it? Was that the soundbite?
Yes. That was probably one of the most trying interviews I've ever had in the whole time that I've been on the air. I've never before and never after that had to encounter someone like that. But it is what it is. God bless him. I hope he's doing well. I don't know, Black, if you know. What his status is, but
not good news. He's currently serving a 10-year sentence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know that. How long?
Hold on. Were our records subpoenaed or something? Was Joe subpoenaed?
No, Joe wasn't subpoenaed, but he's currently serving a 10-year bed domestic assault.
Oh.
Hey, I'm telling you, it had something to do with our show. It had something to do with our show when she said, "Get your hand off of me." I'm telling you, we are a part of that. I am not going to jail for Victor Page. No, I am not.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
And this was recent, maybe about, I think about 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. All right, Victor. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. The rest, well, not the rest of the show, but there's something I wanted to go over with. Give us your big announcement, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, great. The big announcement is this, ladies and gentlemen. Real soon, at the end of the month, beginning of December, Fantasy Sports and Politics, as well as Spot on Radio, has a sponsor. Has a sponsor. Real soon, you'll see some things on Spot on radio.webs.com, as well as fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com, and mentioned on the different shows. Real soon, get ready for it. It's an event that I've been waiting for a very long time, and hopefully, I can finally pay my people, or at least give them something. But we'll see what happens from there, but that's a big announcement. We have a sponsor. End of the month, things will be popping off, and we'll give you some information on that to come. So give me one favor, Jerry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me what you want me to do.
If you could play one of the two commercials, it doesn't matter, and then go to the next thing, and I'll let you roll, and I'll be quiet and let Jeff, because Jeff hasn't talked for like a few minutes. We got to give him some air time.
Okay.
I did not have a relation with that woman, but I do listen to Fantasy Sports and Politics at 6 p.m. on Saturdays with Victor Gardner and Rick Spavin. Hillary, I need a Big Bubba cheesesteak. Thank you, y'all.
All right, we're back. That's one of Victor's crazy commercials back in the day. As you can see, we don't play those anymore. That's we've moved on from there. I gather that, Victor, that you can't reveal the sponsor yet until everything's finalized near the end of the month, and we can come out with the info after that. Is that what you're telling us?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, Jeff, your comments. Your reflection on the years that you spent either sometimes on the FSP, I think every now and then you've been on the master plan, and quite naturally this is your staple of the FSP crew show. Your comments on your time that you spent here with us.
Yeah, it's funny, you were saying before how you sometimes stumble on words. I was reluctant to do the show because a lot of people bust my chops about my accent, you know. But, you know, whatever, it is what it is. And the first time I did a show, it was when Vic was having trouble with his Skype. And up to then, I was just the chat room guy, you know?
Right.
And Victor was, like, begging me. He's like, you got to call. I don't know if you remember it. And it just so happened that you were calling in that day, too. So the show basically became you and me, and we hit it off. And that kind of, you know, I don't know, it put me at ease a little bit. And nobody in the peanut gallery in the chat room busted my chops too much about my accent. And then, you know, kind of took off from there. So, but there's another guest that I liked. Was an author, Brian Toohey, the guy who wrote my Bible, The Fix Is In. He was a very good guest.
Right, right. I remember that guy, yes. Yes. He's a former basketball player, wasn't he?
I don't think so. No? That I don't remember, but I'll tell you, I think he's working on another book. He has a very good site, and I read the book. It's very well researched. It's not just a lot of stories. And he makes a lot of appearances, writes a lot of articles. He's really sharp.
Hey, Black, I got a guy that I want you to try to get. A guy that's in one of my fantasy leagues is doing some work with him, and he this documentary is supposed to be coming out of this guy's life. I forget the guy's name, but the documentary is The Residue Years. He's got a book out. I think he's on the bestseller list, if I'm not mistaken. And it's supposed to be an actual documentary. It's supposed to be coming out on film, and I think he would be a very interesting guest to get on. He happens to be let me put it this way: highly intelligent, and he's been within the system. Come out the system and change his life around. So it's called The Residue Years, which is a book that's come out, and the author escapes me. And Black, let me see you reflect on your time with the FSP brand.
Oh, it's been good times, man. I appreciate linking up every Jersey and talking with you, Garrett. Joker, I've never had a problem with the Jersey accent. I love accents, period. So many friends of mine have different accents, so I definitely appreciate it. I got a guy that's coming up there to watch the Super Bowl, so I'm going to put you guys in contact, man. He's trying to hang out, find out what it is to do in Jersey. Nobody from my sports group is making the trip because it's too cold. So I told him my two co-hosts live there, so if you try to do something, I'll put you in contact with those guys.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of us, Jerry, I can't speak for myself, but a lot of us are not happy about the Super Bowl for several reasons, and I think a lot of us are just going to be at home with
yep.
the door boarded up and ready
yep.
for Armageddon and,
yes.
and just, like, staying off the roads that week. I mean, Black and I have told you how bad the local traffic is, how bad it is crossing the Hudson, getting between
yes.
New York and New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it could take you, just for no reason, sometimes an hour to get into the tunnel. That's a bad night. Usually it's closer to a half hour. Just to get into the stinking tunnel, you know?
Yes.
And I don't want to be in fear of terrorists. You know, I want to live my life, but I don't know. You know, we're already in a high state of alert, and then this is just going to put it through the roof. I mean,
yes.
we just had a
right.
shootout at the mall. It's
that's up near you too, wasn't it? That's up near you, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, up in
yes.
Paramus, yeah, not too
yes.
far. Yeah.
Yes. And the name of that author is Mitchell Jackson, and his book is The Residue Years. Mitchell Jackson. Yes. That's who that is. Victor, you got about 6 minutes. About 6 minutes. Give me of your reflection on over the years. From the beginning, let me put it this way. Since you started this all, I want you to give us why you decided to do this and then decided to expand it to what it is right now. How's that?
Sure. Not a problem. To be honest, it was the day after, it was the day of the election. I had just returned from Iraq, and we landed. And I found out that Barack Obama was elected president. And my other soldiers, you know, it's kind of the same. Some didn't care, some cared. But there was this one individual that was very, very upset. He was crying, and he was, I say he was crying, he said he wasn't. But anyway, bottom line is, because of his actions and the way that people were consoling him, and how I was like, if he had lost and I was crying, would I have gotten the same treatment? You know, I decided I'm going to have a show with him. His name's Rick Del Vecchio, and if I ever make it really big with this, I'm going to make sure that he gets a part of whatever it is that we get, because of him and that reaction, it prompted me to say, you know, I need to do something. And being a broadcaster, I needed something to do to better my skills as a broadcaster. And what better way than to do this? And because I did it, I got an opportunity to meet you, Jerry, Jeff, Black, and my other friend Rick. Ricky, join in. I discovered my cousin's doing something like this later down the line, but discovered he was doing it. But my reflections are that for the past 4 years, I've done some things and been able to do some things that I never would have dreamed of. Interviewing people that I look at on TV and say, wow, I wonder what their life is like. Talking to people off air about personal stuff and, you know, finding out about who they are, what it is they do, and you know, getting advice and giving advice to some of these folks. Sylvia and Mac. Thanks to Black, I was able to meet Mac. Thanks to Mac, I was able to meet Sylvia. Thanks to Sylvia, we've been doing all this other great stuff because she's, you know, giving me a little bit of drive. And the most memorable thing about that is Black sent a text message or a Facebook message saying it took a woman to get you off your butt to do this. And, you know, that's not necessarily the case. It's not necessarily the case, but it ain't necessarily not the case either. But
so you like those heels up your butt better than the tennis shoes, so
whatever. Whatever. Bottom line is.
You like them? You like those spiky heels, huh?
No. Stop it before I punch y'all all in your faces. The thing is that thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you, we've been able to last this long, and we're growing, and we're going to do a lot more. That's the crazy thing. We just begun. You know? We're going to get more things going on. I look at what the, not Maloof, but the guys that run and own the UFC. Geez. They spent $60 million on the UFC before it turned a profit. $60 million. I ain't got $60 million. But somehow, some way, I plan to turn this into a profit and take you guys along with me for the ride because you guys are the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now. And we'll continue to do it once I leave the military and stuff like that. So with that, I want to thank you, Jerry, for being a host, my right-hand man, honestly. Black, you are the man because you got a lot of interest going with us on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. You drew a lot of interest and brought us in. Jeff, my guy that came in and, you know, even though you were hesitant, and yes, I did beg you to come in and call in, but from then, you stepped in and you are a stalwart. You know, you're the last resort because we know you're busy and you got things you really, really got to do, but if no one of us can do it, you always come and say, yes, I can. And I appreciate that. I know Rick's not on the line, but, you know, he was there with me at the beginning, too, so I appreciate him and all the stuff that he did. I think you got like a minute left, so I'm not going to ramble too much. So that's what I got right now.
Okay. Hey, Macau, are you there? Are you still watching the game?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You got a half a minute. Is there anything that you want to say about the time you've been spending on these shows, either tonight's show or Friday night show or Saturday afternoon show?
I'm just you know, I'm proud of my cousin, you know, doing his thing. You know, hopefully, you know, whenever he really, you know, whenever he's ready to make some money, he can call me. You know, I told him that. But, you know, I think the effort that everyone has put in is into FSP has been very good. I love to come on here and debate and argue and whatnot and go about my business. Because other times I have to do all the things that you're doing, Jerry. I have to run the board and, you know, play the straight guy, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of work. It's a whole lot of work. And, you know, and it's hard to, you know, run it, set it up, you know what I'm saying? And you would think, because even when you're paying people, that would be, you know, not much of an issue, but it's just as much of an issue, you know what I mean? So, you know, congrats. Keep it going. I'll be on here to push conversation, because that's what I do. I push conversation.
Right. All right, well, with that being said, since we come to the end of the show, and since Victor usually gives me the opportunity to close out his show, since he started it all from way back when, and this happens to be the 700th show, I'm going to give him the opportunity to close this show out with what we do. Victor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got the Bookie Monster, you got the Joker, and you got the Master. Then you got Grown Soul on the other end, and of course you got FSP. We want to thank you and everybody out there for listening to one of our best programs, Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew Show. But right now, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with No Chaser. JT, hit Charles Music.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.